This is Janice Russell, host of People Power, profiling people and organizations making a positive difference in our community and our world. Today, I am here with Tad Parzin, the Executive Director of the City Heights Partnership for Children. Your goal has been that young people emerge as adults with the skills to succeed in college or career and enter adulthood as productive members of the community, and you have done this through Collective Impact. How does this work, and who have you partnered up with?
Well, thanks for having me, Janice. It's nice to see you, and it's nice to be here. So we've partnered with pretty much every sector that impacts the lives of children, whether it's schools or government or law enforcement or philanthropy or nonprofit, parents themselves and even children themselves, as well as health agencies, social service agencies, and the business community. So this is all about getting all of those stakeholders in youth outcomes, getting them all aligned around the very important things, those critical milestones, and what we need to do to get kids to those milestones. And the milestones we use are readiness for kindergarten, third grade literacy, eighth grade math and language proficiency, and graduation from high school with real skills to succeed, not just a piece of paper. So we're very excited moving forward, and it's already impacting children's lives on the ground.
Very good. And how successful has this collective impact process been?
Well, again, on the ground, we're already seeing fabulous results. For example, 500 kids getting glasses free of charge on the school site, never actually having to leave school to get vision care, but get the primary exam, secondary exam, and then glasses if they need it. So those are kids, and we all remember that kid who wasn't paying attention in school and fell behind, and then we found out later, it was really because he or she had a vision problem, but by the time it got discovered, it was too late. Another example would be hundreds of parents getting training in how to get your child ready for kindergarten so that when they get there, they have the beginnings of literacy skills, the beginnings of number understanding. They understand how to work in a group a little more. They're familiar with books a little bit more. And we're hearing from teachers and principals and parents that there's a crop of kindergartners coming into school this year that are way more prepared, way more engaged, and parents are more engaged.
Very good. Your website mentions that you are first focused on reaching the Hoover High School cluster, which consists of one high school, two middle schools, and 10 elementary schools. What were the needs there, and how have you worked to improve them?
So City Heights, and in particular the area where Hoover sits, is the vulnerable youth epicenter of the region. It is the most youth-dense place in all of San Diego County, and there's a lot of low-income families there, some with generational poverty, some immigrants who are struggling to make their way in America. So all of the issues that come with that kind of community, whether it's access to health or access to health care or accessing health care and having the understanding of what wellness visits are and how do you get access to that care. Vision care would be another example. Family stability would be another example. Family income stability would be another example. And then there's the educational factors that we want to support schools in a way that we've not done in the past. It really takes more than just schools to educate children. It takes a 360-degree support set in order to get a child, for example, to where you are today. That really took more than just school. That took family, that took neighborhood, that took community, that took health care, etc. So we really are trying to piece together that holistic approach to supporting every child every step of the way from cradle to college or career.
Have you since expanded to any other schools?
We're about to start in Vista. The Vista Unified School District and the City of Vista have approached us about bringing the Partnership for Children to Vista, and that will be launching probably May or June. So we're open to any community. We're open to serving in any community that wants us and is ready. We're very careful not to just go into a community and say, hey, we're here to fix anything. We're not here to fix anything. We're here to help build the civic infrastructure with you, our partners, with the community as a partner, hearing the community voice and getting the technical expertise and resources from the public and private sector. Although it's important to note that we're not asking for more public money to be spent. We think we can do so much more with the public resources that are already there, just allocating more strategically aligned, and managing to outcomes so that we as a community can be proud that we brought our children to readiness for kindergarten and third grade literacy and so on. It's really about coming together as a community and doing the most with what we have. I mean, regardless of whether you're on the left side of the political spectrum or the right side, on the left they might call it, it takes a village to raise a child. On the right they might say that it's 1,000 points of light. Well, that those 1,000 points of light are much stronger if they're focused as a beam of light to get to particular results that we know are going to build a thriving neighborhood fabric.
Could this work in somewhere like El Cajon, where there's the highest poverty level?
Well, it could definitely work. What we're seeing all over the country, in some places that are more like El Cajon, in some places are more like City Heights, in some places are more like Vista, in some places are more like Southeast San Diego, this framework, we don't really call it a model, we call it a framework because it's really like a frame of a house that each community can build on and create the house and the infrastructure that works well for them. So it's really about understanding the needs of that specific community rather than coming in with a preconceived notion of what will work.
Your website also mentions that the City Heights residents, many of whom are immigrants or refugees, have been stepping up to serve as catalysts for positive changes in the community, and they have been working closely with a group of community-based organizations. Can you describe that in more detail for us?
Oh, I'd be happy to. In fact, you can't see it over the podcast or the radio, but the big smile on my face will tell you how excited I am about it. So, for example, when we asked kindergarten teachers what percentage of kids do they see each fall who are really prepared to succeed in kindergarten, the percentage was shockingly low. I mean, so low that it's just intolerable and unacceptable that in 21st century America that would happen anywhere, let alone right here in what we call America's finest city. So we asked what it would take to get kids to a place of deeper readiness. And clearly, that's something that has to happen before they get to school. So that's really in the preschools and in the family settings. So we got together with a number of nonprofits who work in early childhood literacy and schools, asked what they had, what we need to do. And then we engaged a group of parents that we call promotores. So these are people from the community who then receive a toolkit that the nonprofits and the families devised together that's translated in, it's in English, but it's translated in Spanish, Vietnamese, and Somali. Then the promotores or cultural brokers, if you will, or community brokers receive training in how to use those toolkits. And these are exercises and activities, everyday activities that help your kid get ready for school, whether it's a letter of the day, a color of the day, a folding exercise to show shapes and triangles and squares. Regardless of what it is, there are all kinds of things that can happen in the home at no cost that will help build readiness. So 20 parents received this training that was provided by a nonprofit. Again, this is not about new resources. This is making more of what out of what we have. So they received the training, and then they each trained 5 to 10 other families. So now you've got this pebble in the pond effect where you got the ripples going out. These 20 parents became 200 parents, becomes 400, 500, and 1,000. And eventually you get this deep and rich community-owned movement where parents are driving kindergarten readiness in a way that we've never seen before.
Oh, wow. That's really great. So what can the public do to help? And are there any volunteer opportunities available?
Well, there are always volunteer opportunities available. Schools and children all need help, and volunteerism is critical. Volunteerism comes in many forms. Some is in supporting a school through whether it's facilities help or cleanup help or receiving training so you can adequately support literacy. The days of going to school and volunteering to read to children are somewhat in the past because we really need those to be important instructional minutes. So there are a couple things that I would ask community members to do is, one, we've got to make this a movement. If we want to call ourselves in San Diego America's finest city, then we need to act like it. And we need to act like it by supporting our children from cradle to college or career, because that's what's going to build the fabric of our community and our neighborhood and our economy. You got businesses who are talking about they don't have the workforce pipeline that they need, and the economy is not robust enough. Well, if we have young people who are trained to do the jobs that are here, then businesses won't have to go elsewhere. So helping schools to devise relevance and curriculum that will lead to workforce readiness, supporting agencies that help build youth character and preparedness and support children, such as mentoring programs. One of our best partners, Reality Changers, Chris Yanoff, does a wonderful job there with our wonderful other community partners like Words Alive and Community Housing Works. And I've started this list, and there are so many, I'll never name them all. But volunteering in those agencies, getting real training so that you can really make an impact rather than just showing up to help a little bit. But showing up to help is always good. I mean, there are schools that need help both in terms of cleanups, in terms of painting, communities that need cleanups, communities that need ownership. One concrete example would be like forming a walking school bus. So kids in the neighborhood know that the community is behind them getting to school. The walking school bus is a wonderful example of a community getting behind kids in a way that doesn't require special training. It just requires organization, letting kids know and letting the school know that the community, the neighborhood, the parents, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, are all, the businesses are all behind kids getting to school safely, getting to school prepared, and really making the most of their lives.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share about this program with the listeners?
I wish I could look each and every one of them in the eye and thank them for their support in terms of getting our children ready to be productive citizens and community members. And I wish that they could see the light in those children's eyes as they start to turn the corner from not understanding that they have a real shot, that they have a real chance to succeed in San Diego or wherever they choose to go. That's really what I would love for people to see, like I see every day, is that instant light in a child's eye when they first understand, I can really be something and I'm going to.
Thank you, Tad.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
This is Janice Russell, host of People Power, profiling people and organizations making a positive difference in our community and our world. I just spoke with Tad Parson, the executive director of the City Heights Partnership for Children. You can learn more by visiting www.chpfc.org for more information.